So, if you allow me, we're going to make this meeting in English. Once more, welcome. Let's proceed immediately. I will start making some presentations. On my right side, we have the coordination of the Partido Social Democrata, and then we have Chega. And in my left, we have the Socialist Party with two deputies. So they represent, they are the coordination of these three main parties in the European Affairs Commission. We have other deputies that, other members that they are on the way. They send me, they text me like Iniciativa Liberal. And I hope the other small parties that they integrate also the commission, they could attend to our meeting. Unfortunately, we make here an effort to make this meeting operational because we have at 10 the starting of our assembly here in the parliament. So we're going to direct to the subject. First of all, it's very important to us because since of June 25, we have this good news that we can start working on enlargement process with Ukraine and Moldova, but especially with Ukraine. And we want to express with a minimum of any doubt that we need to do this. We need to do this together. And Portugal is a country that see the enlargement with enthusiasm. Even yesterday, we have a debate here in the parliament, and we could hear from our foreign affairs minister how they are committed to speed and to help and to give all the efforts of the Portuguese government on this subject. So. We also in the parliament, we want to step on your side and express all the support. And we just need to understand how we could help, I think in operational terms, on this process. It's always complex, but Europe, not just only because we have a war and aggression in your country, but because we could see Europe as a unity and we need to go deeper on that unity. Of course, peace is maybe the most valuable principle that we should fight. And unfortunately, for the bad reasons, how this principle is so important. But it is very difficult to plan the future of our country, of our regions, of our families, of our institutions, of our companies, to think about development without peace and without a united Europe. And to have a united Europe, we need to make this enlargement process. And also, I was glad yesterday at the end of the day I was hearing the president of the European Council in a forum in Spain also express in the same sense, in the same way, these intentions. So it's very good because we are talking about a very high level of European institution today commanded by a Portuguese, but we needed to get all the support to proceed. So you are very welcome, and we are here also to hear you. And I will give, after your intervention, the word to my colleagues here. And please, feel home.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. President and dear colleagues, members of the committee. Thank you for taking the time. We as MPs know very well how difficult it is during the session days, especially we have learned that you are now in the budget process, and we all know well that that process requires a lot of time and efforts. So we have a small delegation here of members of parliament, my colleagues, Yevhenia Kramchuk, and Alexander Savchenko, we all from the same party, the Servant of the People, the President's Party, but it's not for any political reasons, purely organizational. We're here for ALDE conference. The Alliance of Liberals and Democrats are holding their conference, annual conference here in Portugal. So we, as a member party of the ALDE, representing Ukraine here. We also have our ambassador, Marina Mikhailenko, here, and our staff from parliamentary staff, Victoria and Irena. So thank you again for welcoming us. We have a very good friend in Portugal who has been with us, especially during these last almost 3 years since the Russian aggression started, providing us with humanitarian assistance, providing us with military assistance, and, which is very important, with political support. And we're grateful for Portugal being very steady in its support, joining all possible formats for this assistance, for this support, and being such strong advocate for Ukraine, both in Europe and in other countries. Ukraine's future in the European Union, and we understand that one of the reasons and one of the major reasons for Russian aggression was the desire of Ukraine to rejoin the European family. Because whatever Kremlin is saying about their understanding of the reasons of the war, we understand that it's European prosperous Ukraine, which Kremlin sees as a threat to its own autocratic dictatorship regime. They see Ukraine as a possible bad example. Ukrainian people can show to the Russian people how democracy and true European country can develop. Therefore, it is extremely important for us that European Union and the member countries have shown their support, very strong support, also for the idea of enlargement, because as we have both agreed, this is the way forward. This is the way forward for all the inspiring countries, and we are very hopeful that the next enlargement wave will include Ukraine, Moldova, the Balkan countries, and will have a profound effect on the European Union too. European Union is changing. European Union now is in the process of redefining its global role. It's a very strong economically union, but unfortunately not as strong as it should be and can be militarily and in terms of its political influence. And we are sure that the reforms that are happening now will have that effect. So Ukraine will bring to the table, will bring to the European future this very positive effect of reforms and new and re-established the European Union, which can be, will be a very strong player on the global arena. I understand we have very little time, and I would like for us to have as much time as possible for exchanging the opinion. So I will ask my friend Yevhenia to also step in, and then, of course, we welcome to questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. My name is Yevhenia Kravchuk. I'm a deputy chair of our party, Zelensky Party, in the parliament, and we do form a mono-majority. I also work as the deputy chair of the Humanitarian and Informational Policy Committee, which covers culture, information policy, and fighting disinformation. That's my actually topic that I cover and very much interested. Also a member of Parliamentary Assembly of Council of Europe, and I've seen on the website that Mr. President of the Commission is also part of the delegation to Council of Europe. I hope to see you in the sittings. I just returned from... Yeah, I can imagine how to be in all the places you have to be at the same time, but of course Ukrainian delegation will be happy to work with Portuguese delegation in all of the assemblies that we are together. And of course, I'd like to thank from Ukrainian people, we are members of parliament elected by Ukrainian people, for all the support, strong support that Portugal had been showing and Portuguese people had been showing. I know that the numbers of support of Ukraine is one of the highest in all European Union. That's very important for us. And the last and but not the least, you know, we say that European Union is from Lisbon to Luhansk. Luhansk is now occupied, but at least we can be in Lisbon. Thank you.
No, you can if you want to. Now you make like a presentation of some of your views.
Then I'll be really short. So I'm Alexander Sanchenko, Member of Parliament, also in the same committee with Evgenia Kravchuk. I'm leading the youth policy field, so I'm co-chairing the Youth Affairs Council as the president, so I'm focusing on youth policy, and I want to join to my colleagues. We're really grateful to your country, to your people, for really warm welcoming our citizens who are temporarily protected here, and it's really needed and really... we're really grateful for this, and also for like your support on political level, the support of our EU integration, supporting different coalitions that you are as a country, supporting the peace formula of President Zelensky. So, yeah, I think this is a good start with your renewing parliament to maybe also the highlight the friendship group. I don't know if it exists already in new parliament. If not, let's do this. The friendship group refreshment. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I don't know if here... Kers. So Paulo Muniz, the coordination of the PSD.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. Welcome again. It's a privilege to be with you. Exactly by the situation of the war and all the difficulties that this implies in order to be with us. Fortunately, yesterday we have a debate here on the Parliament exactly about Europe and the future. And obviously, Ukraine and the enlargement was one of the major issues that we have had the opportunity to discuss. We do believe that Europe is fighting now its future in terms of its values, in terms of its economical strength and position on a world that is changing rapidly, with China and the US being the major players on the economical field. The question of Ukraine in European Union is far behind of the political issue, or even the question of the right of law that we are discussing. It's also very important on economical point of view on the long term for European Union. So for us, we see the geopolitical issue, the security issue, because it's our Far East border on the world, the free world that we are to belong, we want to belong. And also, it's very important because it will contribute for our autonomy in terms of the agriculture and food needs. This is also a very important vector that I think we should consider, not seeing as a threat, but as a contribute to our autonomy in terms of a more wide view of the Europe. So, PSD, our party and our government, is fully committed with this aim and this goal to belong as a member of full right to the European Union, and we want to be partners of this process. So we do strongly believe that in all the aspects, security, defense, economic, European values identity, this is very important on this moment. That's our commitment, and we are doing from our side what we can here on the National Parliament and all the forums where we are present, the Council of Europe and others, and you can count on us to do this fight. I don't want to name it as a fight, but this battle against also all the others that are taking advantage on this difficulty to create another problem to join us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome again to our country and to our parliament. All of us have conscience that Ukraine have done not easy track until today. Since Maidan in 2014, that the country have shown a great determination to belong to the European Union. We have knowledge that were implemented reforms crucial against corruption, to support democratic institutions and the rule of law. Ukraine have shown to the world in general and to the member states of the Union also a strong will to belong to our community. It is true that we have strong challenges ahead, but the history of the European Union is a history of reconstruction after war, of unification of a whole continent and reconciliation. So Ukraine have done and have done a long way and belongs to Europe. It is in your values, in your history, and above all in the hearts of your people. In this crucial moment to history, we should act with courage and vision. Ukraine in the European Union is not only possible, but is essential. Today, with that conviction and determination, Chega Party in Portugal says that it is crucial that Europe open its doors to Ukraine, and with confidence, together, we build a better future of peace, of prosperity, and justice for our people. Slavia Kyiv, Slavia Ukraine. Thank you so much.
As you see, we have some Ukrainian knowledge here. Thank you, Mr. Pedro. Now, from my left, I'm giving the word. After we starting, we have the arrival of the two other members from Iniciativa Liberal, Bernardo Blanco, and the deputy Marisa Matias from the Bloco de Esquerda. So we have five of the six parties that belong to this European Affairs Commission. So it's like around 90% here with you, okay? So I'm giving the word now. I don't know if in the Socialist Party, the deputada Ana Sofia from the coordination.
Thank you, Mr. President. Only to give you some words to really welcome you in our commission. I'm the coordinator of the Socialist Party in this European Affairs Commission. And I have with me my colleague José Luis Carneiro, that is one of our deputies of the Socialist Party elected here in the Parliament. It was really good news to know that in last June we have the first conference, the first meeting to start officially the negotiations of the official process become Ukraine effective member of our European Commission. And I think it's really good news. Ukraine is crossing a hard moment with this Russian aggression. But in spite of this, of course, you have done a really important way in really important progresses in your process of becoming an effective member of our European Union. And I really would like to reinforce the position of the Socialist Party. We are strictly committed with the process of Ukraine to become an effective member of our union. And we would like to express our solidarity with you during this aggression. And we know, and it's really clear in the conclusions of this first negotiations conference, that in spite of all the difficulties that we are crossing, you have done effective progresses in different areas. So we only like to express our totally support to see Ukraine become one of our member states. To have Ukraine with us means to Europe more stability, more progress, more prosperity, and of course more security. So we know, all of us know, that we have steps that have to be given in this pathway, but we are absolutely sure that we will find the correct way, and you will have success in this hard process. Thank you to be here with us today.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I would like you to welcome all of you to Portugal, express my gratitude for the presence of the ambassador again, what shows the strong relationships that we have between our countries. I would like also to start by thanking the help that Ukraine gave to Portugal in the recent fires that happened, unfortunately, in Portugal. I would like also to say that we have a strong majority in the parliament and also in the country, one of the highest numbers of Europe in terms of population support to Ukraine, and Portugal has shown its commitment with sending the Kamov helicopters, with now having troops on the ground in Romania next to the frontier with Ukraine within the NATO exercises. And I think that support will continue. I just want to give you a final note that I think that here in Portugal, we, in terms of support to Ukraine, are still winning, let's say, the communication battle. That I think it's a really important one in Europe. Some countries are losing what we had in the last year. I think that's a mistake. These kind of meetings are important for that. Here in Portugal, we have a strong majority, and I think it's a really good sign that in terms of communication, really, the majority of the country is still in favor of Ukraine, of the continued support of Ukraine, despite, of course, there are some things, as in terms of energy, for example, that impact us. But we know that the support and the solidarity is above that, and I think that's an effort that we should do in every country, and that's communication. It's a battle, yes. It's a communication battle. It's really important. And thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much. And I'll be very brief as we need to move to the plenary sitting. But in any case, it's the first time I have the opportunity to welcome you here, as I'm a new elected member of this parliament. But as former member of the European Parliament, I had the opportunity to vote in favor and to support all the times the requests from the Ukrainian authorities when it comes to the when the authorities applied to the membership of the European Union. And we know it's a very complex process, but in any case, it's an important one with a deep political impact, so we hope that things can flow properly. Just to show you also our full solidarity with the Ukrainian people, not as party, as a country, as a diverse country, which still stands and will stand in side by side with the Ukrainian people. Also to say that I of course support what has been said by my colleagues, but I also think that it is important that we can keep peace in mind as a key objective in the near future. Of course, we're fully guaranteeing the territorial integrity and the borders of Ukraine. That's not even an issue, but we also stand for a peace process that in the near future can bring what you need as Ukrainian people, and again, in full solidarity. Thank you.
You can.
Yes, if I may, Mr. President and the colleagues, we very pleased and very touched by what has what you have informed us of, and this multi-party support and the support of Portuguese people in general is very important, and it was very, very good for us to learn again that it's here. And we absolutely agree that it's very important to win this information battle, because what is happening now, the Kremlin strategy is to convince our partners that it's impossible to win on the battlefield against Russian army. It's impossible for Ukraine to be integrated in the European Union and NATO and so on and so forth. So it's important for us to show that, no, this is exactly what's going to happen, because that's the only way to peace. When Putin will understand that his war is not winnable, the goals that he has are not achievable, that's when he will seriously start talking about possible negotiations, because right now we know he's not serious about negotiations. He's only giving out ultimatums. Therefore, it's very important that we also have the support for President Zelensky's peace formula, because we are sure that this is the only way forward. Other proposals are mostly made to basically block this process that we believe could eventually lead to serious negotiations. I don't know how much time we have. Therefore, again, thank you very much. My colleagues, please, if you have any last
and
words.
The last but not the least, you rightfully mentioned that it's a long process, the European integration process, and Parliament plays a key role, because we are adapting a lot of legislation. And we have a special present for your commission. We'll give it to Mr. President. It's a special coin about the parliamentary democracy in Ukraine. And indeed, in our country, all the parties are on the European integration path. Of course, we are, as a majority, responsible for making it happen, but we do have support of the people of Ukraine to be integrated into EU, and the support in the parliament. So, and we should probably take a picture together, I think, no?
Yeah, just saying before we go into that, and repeat a little bit, as you can see, all the parties, and we just don't have here the Livre party, but they are very known, their positions, they support also this objective and Ukraine. And just to say that, please see Portugal not just as one more member state. It's more than, we want to be more than that. And please look to this European Affairs Committee here as a friend, that we are here to help you anyway, anytime, in the battle with you, okay? In the political battle, of course, with you. And I express in a letter all our support to Madam Ambassador, and since then we started this relationship of work, and she's a great Ukrainian worker, defending also the country here with us. But please feel free. We want to sit in the front seats of this European bus, okay? Please don't forget that, okay? So we in the our friendship groups, they are for to be the final decisions of the president, of the chairman of this parliament. I think they were already approved in the other commission that has that obligation, and of course we think we're going to keep it the Portugal-Ukraine friendship group. And maybe some of us will belong to that group, okay? So let's take a picture and start this.